ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मुरली, 1st February 1980। In order to serve as a bestower of blessing, you first of all need to have pure thoughts for yourself. You also need to practice controlling all your thoughts within a second. Throughout the day, move along in waves of pure thoughts and go to the bottom of ocean of pure thoughts and become the embodiment of silence when you want. This means your breath should be fully powerful. You should be able to control the power of your mind. As well as this power, the other two powers of the soul, your intellect and your sanskars, all three powers should be under the control of you, the soul. If you have less of a right over any of your three powers, you are not able to do as much service as the bestower of blessing as you should be. So this is the Murli from 1980s. Baba is saying, in order to serve as bestower of blessing, Vardhani Murth, you first of all need to have pure thoughts for yourself, Shuddha Sankalp. For whom? For yourself. You also need to practice controlling all your thoughts within a second. Throughout the day, move along in waves of pure thoughts and go to the bottom of the ocean of pure thoughts. Ocean of pure thoughts and go to the bottom of that ocean of pure thought and become the embodiment of silence whenever you want. This means your breath should be fully powerful. You should be able to control the power of your mind. As well as this power, the other two powers of the soul, your intellect and your sanskars, all three powers should be under the control of you, the soul. If you have less of a right over any one of you, your three powers, you are not able to do much service as the bestower of blessing as you should do. Soul and three powers of the soul, mind, intellect and sanskar. To control the mind, to control the intellect, to control the sanskar, are these three different activities or one activity? Should we first control mind, then we go and control intellect, and then we go and control sanskar? What are we to do? Because intellect is deeper than mind, and sanskar are the deepest, the subtlest. To control mind is one thing, then to control intellect is yet another thing, and control sanskar is yet another thing. One is difficult than the other. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Arjuna is asking in Gita, O Lord, what should I do? This mind is like a wind. How am I to control this mind? I can't control this mind. It's so difficult. Tell me some way. Vairagyena kaunteya. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena chaguyate. With practice and dispassion, with practice and disinterest, with practice and vairag, you can control this mind. What practice? Baba is telling to apply the break in 1 second. This practice. Spiritual drill. To get detached from this body time and again. This practice. Those people do physical drills. You have to do spiritual drills. The more we do spiritual drills, one is churning knowledge, second is doing drill. Simply churning knowledge is not going to help. Though churning knowledge is much higher stage than simply reading Murli and simply understanding Murli and simply listening to Murli. That is also good, because without doing that you cannot come to the state of churning knowledge. But one is to churn knowledge and second is to do spiritual drill. If you are simply churning knowledge and not doing spiritual drill, you cannot become powerful, you cannot become strong. So it's the spiritual drill that you have to keep on doing that makes you powerful. Baba has given so many spiritual drills. Drill of the three forms, drill of five forms. So many spiritual drills are scattered throughout the Avyakta Murlis. Baba has said, see, dekho, visualize. See your form, see your completed form, see your perfected form. You are in front, it is in front of you. You are deity form, you are angelic form. See, dekho. See that form of yours in its completed stage. See it. And continuously see it. So that everything which is in that form comes unto you. So spiritual drill is so important. Spiritual drill is necessary. Churning knowledge, yes, it is necessary, but spiritual drill is equally important, or rather of paramount importance in this Brahmin life. Without doing drill, in Laukik also, if you don't do any exercise, your muscles become flabby. You become obese. Here also, if you don't do spiritual drill, your mind will become slack, lazy, careless, unalert. That mindfulness, that wakefulness will not be there. That state of complete awareness, smriti, swarup will not be there. So, spiritual drill. So we were talking about controlling mind, controlling intellect and controlling sanskar. Is there a way by which we can control all the three at one time? Yes, there is a way. It's so difficult otherwise to control the mind at one time, control intellect at other and sanskar. Because mind, yes, but sanskars, they operate automatically regardless of your conscious will and wish. They have become so deeply ingrained, they have become so deeply inveterated into the chetana, into the consciousness, that now they are operating on their own. They have become habits. So, what is the way out? As is told in Bhagavad Gita, practice and dispassion, practice and disinterest. Keep on practicing spiritual drill. And the most important spiritual drill is to get stabilized in the state of Paramdham. Try to go there as often as possible. Whenever you get time, go back. Go back. Back to Godhead. Back to our home. Back to that supreme abode. Back to that Paramdham. Back to that Shantidham. Back to that land of liberation. Back to that land of Nirvana. Back to that land of Mukti. That Brahmalok. Because more you stay away from the consciousness of this body, consciousness of this world, more you stay away from everything which is here, surrounding and encompassing you, you are more near to your nature. You are more near to what you are, what you originally, what you eternally are, an imperishable, indivisible soul. And to experience the peace there, that ineffable peace, that flow of unprecedented power. Once you are stabilized in Paramdham, once you are stabilized in that supreme abode, automatically sanskar change. Two things happen in Paramdham. When the soul is in this bodiless stage, one, you are acquiring new sanskars and old are getting deleted. Suppose a person is there and many bad things have happened in his life and he wants to forget those things. But how will he forget? They keep on coming. Smritis in the form of memories. How he will forget? How? So whenever, even if suppose one cassette is there, first of all you will have to delete what is there. And then you can put a new song into that cassette. So in Paramdham these two things happen. You are in Paramdham, in bodiless state. All the powers are coming. All the peace, all the silence, all the powers, all the purity, all the knowledge. Everything is coming. So one is, you are getting filled. You are filling yourself with those things. And another is, because you are in the bodiless state, because you are away from the consciousness of body, all the past is getting deleted. All the past hurtful memories, all past painful memories, all past painful relationships, all past painful or worst mistakes of the life, all the past blunders of this life, all the past vikarmas, all the past mismanagement, all the past wrong decisions, all the past wrong understanding, misunderstanding. Everything is getting deleted there in Paramdham. That is not going to happen whilst we do yogi here. We have to enter that place. We have to enter the sanctuary of Paramdham. In that sacrosanct land. in that pure land, in that sacred place. We are entering into a different arena. We are entering into a different world of purity. And in that immaculate purity, in that impeccable purity, we acquire the sanskar of purity. And those sanskar then control your thoughts, your mind, your intellect and your sanskar. Then you don't have to work separately on each. They work automatically as you want, as per the Srimad. So, Baba is telling us to dive deep into the ocean of pure thoughts. But do we have the ocean of pure thoughts? That is another question. To have ocean of pure thoughts in the mind means you should be constantly reading Murlis, you should be constantly churning knowledge. In this Brahmin life, nowadays if you find so many people, so many Brahmins, they are just indulging in waste. Waste thoughts, waste speech. Talking about food all the time. Talking about weather all the time. Talking about problems all the time. No churning of Murli. No knowledge about Murli. No talking about Murli. Not asking everybody. Nobody is asking another person what is in today's Vardhan. What did Baba say today? Nobody is writing on Murli. Why? Why they are so much preoccupied with this world? You have given up the world. Again you are coming, going back to the same world. You came here, but again mind is in the world. Mind is so much attached to that world. Is this fulfilling the responsibility of love? Preet ki rit nibhana? No. Preet ki rit. To fulfill the responsibility of love means to do what he is telling. Baba said, these eyes are given to you only to see him, and these ears are given to you only to hear him. These feet are with you only so that you can follow his in his steps. Are you doing that? If not, there is definitely something very much wrong. These are very hard and very strictest statements, but they are the truths of life. You will not live waste unless and until somebody tells you that this is waste. And the person who tells you that this is waste, he appears like your enemy. Because if you are sleeping very nicely and somebody comes and wakes you up, what do you feel? You start loving that person? Never. The masters come into this world to wake the humanity. That's why people hated them. Somebody was crucified. All the masters who came in this world. Jesus was crucified. Socrates was given poison. Mansur was put to death. Buddha was pelted with stones. Wild animals were made to go in front of Mahavira. All those masters who came into this world, their task was only one, to awaken. And all those who come to awaken, we find them as our enemy. What a beautiful sleep. We are sleeping. So nice weather, drizzle outside, beautiful rain is going on. And this cold weather and breeze is moving and that quilt is there and we are dreaming. Who likes to wake up? And you come, somebody comes and says, oh, get up, it is 4 o'clock. Waste is sleep. Wake up from this sleep. Baba is saying, ocean of pure thoughts. Not only that, in that ocean of pure thoughts, go down and become the embodiment of silence. When you want, this will happen with long practice. It is not overnight job. It's not a fad. It's not a fashion to be tried one day and give up another day. It's something very deep. Something very deep. And actually this is what is enjoying Brahmin life. Otherwise, you are just wasting your time in this Brahmin life. Coming to Madhuvan, becoming Madhuvan Nivasi is not everything. Unless and until life becomes celebration, unless and until life becomes a festival of joy. See, yesterday's Murli, if you see from another point of view, till now, from Copper Age, till now, So many philosophers have come, so many religious leaders have come. They all have taught about religion, they all have talked about so many great philosophies. And Baba, Bhagwan, God is coming, and what He is teaching? To dance and sing. What a strange. He is not talking of any philosophy. They have talked about philosophy, they have talked about Hatha Yoga, they have talked about so many Siddhantas, they have talked about dogmas, and so many things. And God is coming, and what knowledge He is telling? Sing and dance. We never thought that He will come and He will tell this. His philosophy is so different. He is coming and telling us to sleep. But His definition of sleep is not to your liking. His definition of sleep is to get detached from the body. All He is telling is to, He is taking us on an incredible journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. Let's dive deep into the ocean of pure thoughts. And for that you need to have pure thoughts. And those pure thoughts will come from Murli. Those pure thoughts will come in a deeper state of yoga. Sometimes I feel that many things I tell, they are not there in the books. But I know only the topic. And I find that most of the time while doing Amrit Vela Yoga, they are coming from above. And that's why they carry a sort of freshness, because even I never thought them before. Because I never read them before. They are as much new for me as they are for you all. Because I have never seen them before. I never heard those voices, those chirpings of those birds of thoughts. This is for the first time this new bird has come on this tree. The bird is singing, and it's so delightful. Even to me. Because that bird has brought so much freshness from that avyakta stage, from that world of the unmanifest, as if directly descended from above. That's why. Two things. One is deep journey, and second is spiritual drill. Deep journey and spiritual drill. Today's topic for journey. Today's homework, then we will end this class. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said, all those who have left this Gyan, write a letter to them and call them back. 10 to 20 letters. So, today everybody has to write one letter to those people who have left this Gyan. Whether you find them out or not, that's not a question, but you know that every day so many Brahmins are living this knowledge. Because of some or other disturbances at center. They are going away. We are happy that many people are coming. Media is doing so much service. Every nook and corner we have centers. But at the same time, people are living this knowledge. Why they are living? Write a letter to them and call them back. Call them back. What you will write in that? Churn on that. Are you asking for forgiveness? Would you like to invite them? What you would like to say? Baba said, write 10 to 12 letters to all those who have left this knowledge. So today's homework is this journey. And second is spiritual drill. Do this. Find out a new spiritual drill which you have never done before. A new spiritual drill which you have never done before till date. Do such a drill. Find out, invent, not discover, invent. Reinvent a drill. Om Shanti.